Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. In this episode, we are fortunate to have on Terrell Bernard. Terrell is the top linebacker in the country returning to the Baylor Bears for next season. Terrell, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all for having me.
To start, Terrell, I want to start talking about last season when you came in there. You're one of the top redshirt sophomores in the country. You had such a fantastic year. What do you think you did well last season, and what are you working on this offseason in order to take that next step in your game?
Yeah, well, I think I played well because the guys we had around me. We had a lot of older guys up on the D-line, and then some older guys at the other linebacker positions that kind of helped me out. This year, really, I'm just looking forward to getting my body weight up a little bit, getting my speed up, and then just diving into the playbook and really understanding the game a little bit better.
And let's go back to your freshman year. You actually played in two games before suffering that foot injury. How difficult was it for you to sit on the sideline that freshman year?
Yeah, it was tough, man. I mean, I came in and obviously I wanted to play, and I got a little experience being able to play the first couple of games, and then I had broken my foot, so it was tough just having to sit out. But I mean, I took it as an opportunity. So I kind of dove into the playbook, learned the system, learned what I needed to do, so I'd be prepared to play later on.
And unfortunately, obviously, had to deal with that injury. But do you think that helped, though you weren't on the field, in terms of that mental capacity that you just talked about with the studying film? Did you think you matured more as a player going into your redshirt freshman season after that injury?
Yeah, definitely. That was a big part of kind of what had helped me and what propelled me into being ready to play. Just being able to sit back and kind of analyze things from a different perspective than being on the field, and just kind of learning the system, learning, you know what I'm saying? It was my first year in college, so learning what I needed to do to kind of get ready.
And Terrell, what are your goals for next year? And what do you think as a team you guys have to work on to win the Big 12?
My goal, I mean, obviously our goal is just to win the Big 12 and then see where we fall after that. But I think we need to work just growing as a team. Like I said, we had a lot of guys leave this year, so it'll be crucial for us to get in and really focus in during spring ball, and then come back for the summer, get all of our body weights right, get all of our strength up, and then attack fall camp and get ready for the season.
And Terrell, we know you lost a lot of players, Bravion Roy, James Lynch, but head coach Matt Rhule left for the NFL. What was it like playing under him, though? And can you describe, what do you think makes him such a good coach in the way he was able to turn around your program?
Yeah, it was awesome being able to play under Coach Rhule. I think just what he brought kind of to the team, just our process and what he kind of allowed us to take over the process. And what that means is just really getting ready for the games. If it be, you know what I'm saying, your film study, your workout habits, just how you do everything, and all the details and stuff that him and his coaching staff had, it really helped us win a lot of those close games.
And we saw that turnaround from the past couple of years. Terrell, how would you describe the football culture at Baylor?
Our culture is we're going to be the toughest, hardest working, most competitive team in the country, and we truly believe that. So everything that we do, whether it be working out, whether it be going, sitting in class, you know what I'm saying, going out and helping in the community, everything that we're going to do, we're trying to work towards that brand.
And Terrell, now that we talk about Rhule left, but you guys get one of the best defensive minds in all of college football and Coach Aranda, who's going to be coming in there. What are you looking forward to under the former LSU defensive coordinator?
Yeah, I mean, he just got introduced as a new head coach, so we're obviously really excited, me especially as a defensive guy. I mean, just getting to meet him, know him a little bit better, and then learning his system and learning what he wants from us. It's gonna be fun, and I know all the guys are looking forward to it.
Terrell, can you explain? Can you kind of think back to when you found out that you were getting your first collegiate start against Oklahoma State? Did you feel any added pressure, or that they had to play up to a certain expectation?
I mean, not really. I mean, it's football when it comes down to it. So I had been playing a little bit before that, so it wasn't as much pressure as it might have been. But I mean, just coming in and you know what I'm saying, making sure I do everything right for my teammates so I didn't let the guys down. That was probably the most pressure that I felt.
Terrell, obviously now you're going to be more of a leader, being that you've been in the program now for 3 years. But early on in your career, who are guys on this Baylor defense in particular that you looked up to?
I mean, the first guy when I first got here was definitely Taylor Young. He was a redshirt senior when I first got here, so he was a fifth year guy. He'd been here for a long time. He had been through a coaching change. He had been through a bunch of stuff, so he kind of just took me under his wing and allowed me to grow. And then again, Clay Johnston, that's just another guy that's been through it all, and I have a lot of respect for those two guys. And then Jordan Williams and Blake Lynch that we had this year. Those guys, all of them together, brought something special to this program, and you know, they allowed me to grow in different ways.
Terrell, is there a freshman or sophomore in the Baylor football program that maybe hasn't gotten the media attention yet, but should be on draft radars pretty soon?
Yeah, I think we got a lot of young guys that have a lot of potential. On the offensive side of the ball, our receivers, Tyquan Thornton and Josh Fleeks, I think those guys will be dynamic playmakers. And then the defense side of the ball, Christian Morgan is a guy that I'm looking forward to see grow this year and take that next step.
Terrell, for those who don't know, obviously Baylor's such a prominent program, but for those who don't, what type of role did you play on the Baylor defense this past season?
Well, the beginning of the year, I started at the Will linebacker spot, and then after a few games, when one of our seniors got hurt, Clay got hurt, I had to move to the middle linebacker spot. So I played Mike for the last seven or eight games. So there, towards the middle and towards the end of the season, I was playing the Mike.
Terrell, we have seen what you've done this year, this past year. But in your opinion, what traits make for a great linebacker?
I think you have to be instinctive. You got to love the game of football, because it's going to be times where it's going to be really physical. You're going to be tired. You're going to be hurt some way. You know what I mean? So you got to love the game, first of all. And then you got to be willing to put a lot of time into it, just studying the game, preparing your body, preparing your mind. And that goes into the off season, you know what I'm saying? All the way from the end of whatever season you're in to the beginning of the next, it's a process and it's a grind to get ready. But I mean, once you've had that taste of what you can be or what you're going to do, it's fun and you start looking towards it.
Terrell, now we've seen the progression on the field, but in terms of study habits, how has your the way you study or prepare for games changed over the course of your career? And what do you look for in particular when studying film?
Yeah, it's changed a lot. I mean, learning from Coach Rule, Coach Snow, and Coach Saravo, those guys basically taught us how to look at film and how to get ready for a game. So typically it would start on a Sunday. After we play on Saturday, it would start on Sunday, just going in and getting a feel, watching a few games, getting a feel for what the offense is trying to do, and just see, like, reading some key people, breaking down their tendencies and things like that. And then it progresses throughout the week, what type of formations they run, the personnel they like to be in, some of their run game schemes, like if they're a gap game team where they run a lot of zones or stuff like that. And then the passing game, it's if you can get any tips from the offensive line, which way they're going to be protecting, which, you know what I'm saying, if they like to do the max, like they like the max pro with the back and a tight end, some of their passing concepts. I mean, it takes a lot of time, but you have good coaches. You go in there and you study, you start to pick up on little things like that help you throughout the game, make a play here or a play there.
Succeeding on the field is obviously very important, but when we talk about off the field in the classroom, it's also very important. What was it like being named All Academic Big 12?
Yeah, I mean, that was one of my goals that was just important to me as anything on the football field was. Like I said earlier, it's our culture here and our processes to try to be toughest, hardest worker, most competitive person. And that comes in the classroom too. So, I mean, taking the time, you have to divide your time into however you want and however you choose. So taking the time to go and really focus on your studies and focus on what you want to be after football, I think that's important to me, and it's important to a lot of guys on this team.
And when we look at it, Big 12, you are facing some of the top offenses in the entire country. Was there any players or teams that stood out to you as the toughest you faced so far in your career?
Yeah, definitely. The Oklahoma offense is obviously one of the best offenses in the country this year. And then Chuba Hubbard at Oklahoma State was a very dynamic playmaker. The Jake Fromm, and we played in the Sugar Bowl. He was a really good quarterback. He was a smart guy. He called all the stuff at the line. And then you got guys like some young guys. The quarterback from TCU, he's a guy that I think some people don't know too much about, but they will soon. He seems like he's gonna be a really good player here coming up. And the quarterback from Oklahoma State, Spencer Sanders. He had a great year this year, and I'm excited to see how those guys progress.
And is there a player in the NFL that you emulate their game after, and you take pieces from their game and apply it into yours?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of guys that I try to take some stuff from. Luke Kuechly is one. I mean, he's one of the best linebackers that I've seen. Bobby Wagner, all those type of guys. KJ Wright, I like him as well. And then, you know what I'm saying? Just old guys. I love Ray Lewis, just seeing his passion for the game. So I think you take pieces from everybody that you can see.
Obviously it's a ways away, but once your football career is over, whenever that may be, do you have any career aspirations afterwards?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So I'm majoring in kinesiology. Then I'm going to get my master's degree in sports management. So hopefully whenever I'm done playing, I can open up my own training facility and see if I can impact the lives of young guys that want to be athletes and want to be student athletes and go on and try and do that type of stuff. So.
And Terrell, we have seen what you've been able to do on the field, but what type of player are GMs and scouts getting out of you inside the locker room, off the field, on the field also?
Yeah, I think they'll get a mature guy, a guy that wants to come in and wants to work, a guy that'll push his teammates, a guy that's confident, and a guy that just loves football and wants to play.
And mentioning opening up your own training facility, a lot of great linebackers currently in the league. If you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or a player that's retired, who would it be and why?
Oh man, I'd probably have to pick Ray Lewis just because of his type of passion for the game and his motivation and stuff like that. I mean, you see his videos on YouTube all the time and just some of his speeches he gives, and he actually lived it out. So I think that would be awesome.
And Terrell, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
Man, just grind. I would say just keep working every day, day in and day out. If you love the game, you're gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? All the things will come with it, but just focus on being a great teammate. Focus on winning for your high school. Focus on getting yourself right, getting yourself ready to play the game every week. And just love it, man. Just have fun doing it and enjoy these times.
That was Terrell Bernard with the Baylor Bears. We're wishing you the best of luck next season.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all.